and Hunter on Rock 107 WIRX.
Let's get it. 8:54, Brock, Hunter.
Sup?
What's up? What's up? We're running behind, so let's get right to it. Your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, it's time to get dumb. Your dumb vocabulary for today.
Scroll.
No, I got one, actually. I got one. And because we're kind of in wedding season right now, you know, you're doing more weddings. Things are starting to pick back up. Your dumb vocabulary for today. Yeah, I'm ready, bitch. Suck it. Bridesmaids train. Bridesmaid train.
It's the dude that's ran through all the bridesmaids, man. I don't know.
That's absolutely right.
Is it? Yeah, see?
It's when you sleep with all the bridesmaids.
You know, I've seen it plenty of times, man. I've done a lot of weddings in my time, and you know what? You could just tell in some of those. You're like, yeah.
It's something, I don't know what it is about you bridesmaids that come wedding day, you're crazy horny. It's nuts.
Oh, they go ham. Seriously. And you know what it is? I'll tell you what it is. It's the limo ride to the wedding reception. That's what it is. It's that limo full. Like, you don't need handles. It's one day. Yeah. One day. You don't need four handles of vodka in the limo for a good 4 hours of fun. You know, like, just pace yourself, ladies. Because I've seen it time and time again where, like, it's either one just starts bawling her eyes out, crying, because it's either his sister, she's mad because her sister got married, she's jealous, or it's the boyfriend that starts dancing with the other girls, and then she starts, I'm telling you, dude, I could write a book on this stuff.
So it is interesting because as a young man, a young single man I once was, and going to a few weddings, You look for the wounded gazelle, if you will. Now, and there's two options. There's two options. Well, there's all sorts of different bridesmaids out there, but the ones that you're looking for are, like you said, either the ones that are sad because they're not married yet. Maybe it's their younger sister that got married, and they're just drinking their sorrows away, looking for someone to ease the pain. So you got that one. That's an easy one to take down. Or you got the one that's just there to party and have a good time and have some random hookup with some guy because she's just, you know, she took some ecstasy in the bathroom before the reception and now she's having a great time at her sister's wedding or whatever it is.
And then you have the brains, the one that, you know, just kind of is in the middle.
Those are the ones you stay away from. Those are the ones that are going to end up C-blocking you and not letting you get on the bridesmaid's train.
You stay out of this one.
Hey. Yeah, it's usually,
I know what you're doing.
It's the one with the glasses and her hair up all tight. You can tell she's a real bear.
No, she's not. She's not. She's drunk. She's not.
We're all drunk. It's a wedding, for God's sakes.
Seriously.
I will never
forget. What
are you for? The funniest thing ever, my brother's wedding. So I was dating a girl named Stacy at the time. And my one of my high school girlfriends, Sarah, was there. Mm-hmm. And she was married with a kid to one of my brother's buddies. And so my girlfriend, I don't remember where Stacy was, whatever. But Sarah comes up to me. She'd had a few cocktails. She's like, Brock, let's just go up to my room right now. And I'm like, Jesus, lady, your husband's right there.
Good God, lady. Right. He's always like 6'9", like 280, too.
And dude, he was a big boy. He was a big boy, too. And I'm like, no. But here's the worst part. This is the worst part. If my girlfriend at the time wouldn't have been there, I probably would have done it. But I couldn't find a good one. I'm not saying I was a good guy. But, you know, Sarah was, she was a hottie. And she's like, let's just go. He'll be drunk and passed out by 11. Oh, let's just go right now. And I'm like, oh, my God, lady.
It's like you chose the wedding, huh, where everybody's around.
Yeah, you chose the wedding where your husband and my girlfriend are at the same time.
Hey, you know what? And it happens. And people just get, I've seen fights at weddings. Oh, I've seen bones broken.
It's just terrible. Dude. It's terrible. All right. Oh, come on, ride the train and ride it.
Ride it.
All right, there you go. That's your dumb vocabulary. More